This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
There's also a lot of other things happening on Capitol Hill. The top Republican in the Senate is delaying the start of the August recess to get more work in on big agenda items that have so far eluded the GOP and the president. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel has tonight's update from Capitol Hill.
Not so fast, says Senator Mitch McConnell. With no deal in sight on health care reform, the majority leader announced he's delaying recess until the third week of August and blasted Senate Democrats.
We're getting zero cooperation on the personnel part of the Senate's portfolio, which is confirming nominations. Therefore, we will be in session the first 2 weeks of August.
White House officials are furious with Senate Democrats, accusing them of the slowest confirmation process in American history. Of 197 presidential nominations to agencies, the Senate has confirmed only 49. And only two of the president's 23 judicial nominees have been confirmed. White House officials are singling out Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for leading what they call an unprecedented campaign of obstruction. This afternoon, Schumer fired back.
By the way, I have sympathy for the Republicans. If I were them, I wouldn't want to go home and face the voters either, because they're not getting a very good reaction when it comes to this bill.
Earlier today, 10 Republican senators called for an August recess adjustment unless meaningful progress has been made on fixing health care, funding the government, dealing with the debt ceiling, passing a budget resolution, and improving the tax code.
We've got some very important issues that we've got to get done and get results for the people back home.
We can be moving forward on a whole bunch of different fronts, on a whole bunch of different priorities. Again, most of them bipartisan.
Other rank-and-file Republicans say they don't want to be rushed on an issue as important as health care.
We're going to want to have some time to talk to people that, you know, are experts in the industry and that, you know what works and what doesn't work.
That sounds
so it's going to take some time to work through that and make sure we understand it.
The conservative House Freedom Caucus is praising the move by McConnell to keep the Senate here for part of August. It is calling on House leadership to do the same. I'm told if they are finishing up a big issue like health care reform, it is possible House lawmakers stick around, too. Brett?
Mike Emanuel, live on the Hill. Mike, thank you.
Well, this was good news for many of those in Congress that were saying, look, we need to delay. We need to spend some more time here. And maybe the additional time, and of course, Schumer twisted to say, well, you know, this will give them an out for not having to go home and go deal with, voting public. Yes, to a degree, that is true. But also, he's got Democrats that I'm sure they've got to face the music as well and saying, look, why are you resisting? Why are you, you know, continuing to block, our government is trying to do? I mean, this is supposed to be about we the people. Americans, and what's, you know, for our best interest, but, what they're continuing to do is promote this partisanship that is, just, you know, clogging up the works. It is, been rather expensive. I mean, you know, think about it. We're the ones, we're paying for this. We're paying for all these delays. We're paying for this dysfunction, and it's okay. I mean, they still get their paychecks. They're still getting health care. All that's still rolling along, and they think they're being cute. At our expense. I mean, when is America's voice going to be heard on this? When is Main Street going to finally say enough of this stuff? What is it going to take to get these people back together? And I say these people, both sides of the establishment, get over it. Look at, we elected Donald Trump to be president of the United States, just like we elected Barack Obama. All right. And we want things to happen. And, you know, and if it doesn't happen now, then I'm not sure what will take place next. Some have suggested that we are way overdue for some sort of second American revolution. Maybe that's the case, draining the swamp. But in a way that we the people will pull the plug on this. Donald Trump is being blocked at every end. But we want to say, look, give Donald Trump a shot. because you guys have been doing this for so long. We're looking at $20 trillion in debt, the rule of law out the door, and our national security is hanging in the balance here. We say give Donald Trump a chance.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you want to know the best day to book a late summer trip? Sean Dowling just reported on this. Says if you want to plan a gateway that doesn't break the bank, or I should say a getaway, aim for a late summer flight around August the 22nd, he says. It's a date most airlines go with to signal the start of the cheaper fall season, according to the CEO of Fair Compare from an article on ABC News. Since kids are usually back to school, the demand for vacation travel drops. When that happens, fares drop too, but the airline industry watcher is quick to point out that the specific date of August the 22nd varies year to year. It really depends on kids' school schedule. August fares in general are 7% less expensive than July, according to the CEO of Cheap Air via Condé Nast Traveler. Now, midweek travel during the summer will save you the most if you can avoid Sundays and take off Tuesday or Wednesday. You'll save an average of $62, according to the Cheap Air guy. Another thing about the magical date of August the 22nd is that only for domestic travel, some airlines start dropping rates a few days before or just after the 22nd. Late summer travel has its advantages. So we pass that on to you for what it's worth. Hopefully that blesses you and helps you enjoy some late summer travel. Why not? Patrick Wood joins us now, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. And Patrick, you got an update coming for us, right?
Hey, good morning. I do. Just a month ago, I republished Trilaterals Over Washington for the first time in 37 years.
Wow. Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah.
So how do they get their hands on your book? We'll say early and often here.
Well, hey, Amazon is a good place to do it, first mm-hmm. off, but it's also available on my website, technocracy.news. Pretty easy to find. I think just search for it on the Internet if you can't remember that, and you'll come up with it pretty quickly.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. So either way, nice and easy for you to get your hands on it. All these things that are coming about and have been evolving, this technocracy movement that has been creeping up on us and some might say has a full Nelson on the American mindset.
It really does. And this is largely still unrecognized. Although I have to say, people are feeling the heat all around our country for sure, and I think there's kind of an awakening happening right now. People still don't know what's wrong, but they do know that something is wrong and it's coming for them.
Well, you know, you see the rise of artificial intelligence. I mean, at every turn, you know, even including movies, cultural stories and impartations that robots are in our future, driverless cars, all this, you know, conditioning us for this new technocratic wave?
Well, it's, you know, we have the use of technology to manipulate and control people, which is really part of technocracy. But we still need to remember that technocracy is an economic system that proposes to completely replace capitalism and free enterprise. This is more than just manipulation of people, which has gone on forever, by the way. Mm. But replacing our economic system with an otherworldly economic system, like sustainable development, for instance, is going to have the effect of completely destroying our society altogether. How could we live without capitalism and free enterprise that has singularly been the instrument that's made America great for the last 250 years?
Exactly.
This is it.
Well, and what we see at the G20 demonstrations, other demonstrations here domestically, what it comes down to is they want to abolish capitalism. So this is all part of the setup, isn't it?
It really is. And the United Nations now is sworn to overturn capitalism and free enterprise. They have stated it publicly on multiple occasions. They're making no bones about it. It's not secret either. There's no conspiracy here. This is what they have said with their very own lips. And yet people are just ignoring it, saying, oh, that's just the United Nations. You know, they don't mean anything. They're not, you know, they're just innocuous. They don't harm anything. But listen, they have the weight of 193 nations of the world behind them. And they're all ganged up against the United States.
And we're housing them here within our own borders. Somehow this just doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make any sense, but unless, of course, you have the perspective from the Rockefeller family, which has had this cozy relationship with the United Nations ever since it started. In fact, the Rockefeller family originally donated the land upon which the United Nations building sits today.
You know, you mentioned the Rockefeller family, and a little has been said, but their tentacles goes deep into anti-American sentiment, doesn't it?
It has, it does, and it has ever since the early 1900s. And again, I have to say, this is an economic issue more than it is a political issue. The Rockefeller family was an economic, you know, giant vampire squid, if you will. Grandfather Rockefeller famously stated that capitalism is a sin. And, you know, they want monopoly economic control over everything they can get their hands on. And we've seen this played out over the last 100 years, and it's gained steam, of course. But when the Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973, it really got traction amongst the global elite. In other words, they got everybody else on board with their plan to dominate the world. And this is what we see today. These are the things that we're complaining about today as we feel the pressure coming on.
Well, you know, was Rockefeller's statement that capitalism was a sin, was that just a convenient slogan, you know, to introduce the principles of what the Trilateral Commission stands for today?
I don't think so at the time. You know, the Rockefeller mindset has been monopoly. In other words, you control everything. There's nothing that you do not control. It's not necessarily oligarchy. It's not, you know, some other form of economic domination. They want to own the market 100% if they can. And they've been trying to do that, and everything they've gotten into, whether it be oil back in the early 1900s or finance, when David Rockefeller got, you know, really got going with Chase Manhattan Bank, which is now J.P. Morgan Chase,
right?
They wanted to dominate everything and control everything absolutely with no competition.
And no other families involved. I mean, forget about the Rothschilds or any European influence. This is all about the Rockefeller family controlling the world?
Well, there have been other families like the Rothschilds that have been in sync with them, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been kind of a competition, perhaps, between the families to see who's going to gain monopoly control over which industry.
Right.
And it, to some extent, they tolerated each other.
Exactly.
You know,
Patrick, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. More from Patrick Wood. We'll continue the conversation. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gunstock. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Your program.
It's all about about truth and liberty. And no doubt our liberties continue to be threatened. But if you're not aware of them, you're going to surrender them. And this is what's happening slowly but surely across our country. And this is why I got to tell you, I'm grateful that you're involved in the conversation here. And it's all about educating you to open your eyes to see what is happening and how diabolical the situation is. This is why we're especially grateful for Patrick Wood, author, lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. Patrick, this is all one incredible, humongous encroachment on our liberties. But we're like that that proverbial frog thinking we're in a jacuzzi and we're getting cooked alive here.
Well, we are, and there have been two parallel worldviews that have been dominating for the last 100 years, and they're coming to crisis stage right now. There's the worldview that you and I have, that the Constitution is a worthy document that is able to control a society like America, like the United States. Mm-hmm. And then there's the worldview that we need to scrap all that and create a new world order. And this new world order would be controlled by people like the late David Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. He wrote in 1994, by the way, he spoke this at a UN business conference. That's the United Nations conference. He said, quote, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crises and the nations will accept the new world order," close quote. Now, this is the basic problem right here. It's a matter of world view. These people want to have a world order where they are in control of everything versus the concept of the nation state today, which we know and we're perfectly satisfied with. The co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, Zbigniew Brzezinski, teamed up with David Rockefeller. And in his book, Between Two Ages in 1970, he wrote this. He said, quote, "The nation state as a fundamental unit of man's organized life has ceased to be the principal creative force. International banks and multinational corporations are acting and planning in terms that are far in advance of the political concepts of the nation state," close quote. Mm. Now, there you have it in a nutshell.
Right.
We know what we want and they know what they want, and they're completely polar opposite.
Exactly. And the thing is, Patrick, about this is that, we the people, or those that believe in a constitutional form of government, have to see this, have to have their eyes open to this clash of worldviews. I think that sometimes we can try to overanalyze this, and and I think I'm probably guilty of this as well, because I want to, I keep asking why. Why would you surrender a free capitalism market based economy and system to something else that's going to take away all your liberties? And you talk about returning us to the dark ages. Now, let me ask you this, Patrick, and this might be a bit controversial, but it would seem that Barack Obama really inched us closer to this other worldview and this new world order.
Oh, my. Absolutely, he did. He was a 100% agent of the forces that want to transform the world into this new economic system that the United Nations calls sustainable development. That's not a political term. It's an economic term. Mm-hmm. It's also called green economy. But there's nothing green about it. It's destructive. It's mm-hmm. destructive to wealth. It's destructive to nations, to nation states, because if people cannot earn, money and make up society, they basically end up being serfs in a neo-feudalistic system.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is what's happening all across America. During Obama's tenure of 8 years, he used the 1906 Antiquities Act as a shill, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to grab 265 million acres of U.S. soil and lock it up under federal control. Now, you have to appreciate this. This is just unbelievable. The U.S. government now owns 36% of the landmass of the United States of America. What is this all about, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Why is a driving rush to take the land away from the people, away from the states, and lock it up under federal conservancy, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is a plan worldwide, not just here, by the way. This is a plan to grab all the resources of the world.
Exactly. Well, and people need to understand this because, I mean, this amounts to, our government stealing from its subjects, right? Because the land doesn't belong to the government.
It's not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
but they do it anyway. And again, if the government, our government has gone rogue, I believe, many years ago. They're not serving the people of our country anymore. Mm-hmm. They're serving another interest. In other words, the interest they're serving is that which wants to create a new world order.
Mm-hmm.
And they are serving those people rather than the people of the United States. And this is very dangerous for us at this point because our government obviously is not responsive to the people at all. And mm-hmm. we've seen this time and time again. Even now, even as we go starting into the Trump administration, we continue to see this pattern of abuse. And there's apparently at this point, there's just no stopping it.
It is a force. There's no doubt. That's what concerns me. They're doing everything they can to retard any kind of movement, positive movement away from their worldview of Donald Trump and those of us who are supporting Trump's actions. They are resisting, and this resistance is coming from, you know, these New World Order elites they're not going to, I mean, they've put a lot of effort into it. They've gotten up to this point, and they may even say, okay, well, we may have a little bit of a pause here, but we're a force. We're going to continue to move things forward, because that's what progressives do. Even if they do it by inches, they're going to continue to move the football down the field to this end game.
They have. And again, while people argue over the politics of this whole thing, you know, whether it's liberal, Democrat, whether it's Obama or Trump or Hillary Clinton or whatever, while people argue in a frenzy over the political aspect of this, they completely miss the economic takeover.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, guys, it's right under our nose, but nobody sees it. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time that people start to get a bead on what's really going on, some political operative throws in another piece of raw meat to the dog pack.
Yeah, exactly.
And off we go again. And, you know, we've seen this happen, especially with Trump now, so many times. Every time people start to get a level head, some other thing comes up, and then all the dogs are fighting again.
Exactly. All the dog whistles are going, supposedly. And this is why we have to watch the divisiveness and how it's being thrown out there, Patrick, because, again, we're about the United States of America. It's united we stand, divided we fall, and there are agents of division out there that maybe in some cases, unbeknownst to themselves, are facilitating our economic takeover.
Absolutely, they are.
No well, question. Patrick Wood, as always, good to have you with us. Where can they go for more information and be in touch with you?
Technocracy.news is the best place to go.
Patrick Wood, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, and he's updated his book, Trilaterals Over Washington, so check it out.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight is a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates we have around this country or around the world, via shortwave, Red State Talk Radio, welcome. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You had to know that President Trump was going to strike back after the mainstream media, you know, attacked his son. Boy, I'll tell you, you want the mother bear or father bear to come out, it will come out with a vengeance, and President Trump is not holding back. He ripped Hillary Clinton and fellow Democrats Wednesday over what he described as a double standard for their respective associates' alleged coordination with foreign governments in the 2016 campaign. It's like one of those things we've been talking about. The one thing about pointing fingers, you can point one out, but you have three coming back at you, and I'm sure our next guest will agree with that. Earl Walker Jackson Sr., E.W. Jackson, is with us, an American conservative politician, Christian minister, and lawyer in Virginia. Jackson is the founder and current president of STAND, that's Staying True to America's National Destiny, a conservative nonprofit organization that describes itself as a national organization dedicated to preserving life, the traditional family, and our Judeo-Christian history and values as the foundation of our Constitution and culture. He's the head pastor at Exodus Faith Ministries, located in Chesapeake, Virginia. E.W., welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Hello? Did we get you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. We must have been a knot in the cord. When I went to broadcasting school, when that was the big get out of jail card that we used, whenever you had to do some troubleshooting on anything electronic, we'd always say, "Well, there's a knot in the cord," and that seemed to answer the question. But good to have you with us here. As we were talking about, we knew this was going to happen, that President Trump had to come back with a statement regarding this attack on Don Jr. On this situation with this supposedly upper echelon, high operative Russian attorney who says, "Nyet," she has nothing to do with Moscow. But, I'll tell you, Democrats are just riding this all the way as far as they can ride it. I mean, even to the point that Tim Kaine is saying that, this is absolute treason that Don Jr. should somehow see jail time for this or something. It's just too hysterical for me.
Well, Tim Kaine is our senator here in Virginia, and that's just proof positive that he needs to go because he is completely unhinged. So, it's preposterous. I've run for office twice. Opposition research is a common thing. I think probably, as Don Jr. has said, he probably would have done it a little bit differently. I think having him be the person who met with this individual was just made the press when they found that out. It just makes them salivate. It sees the hysteria that they're in. But frankly, there's nothing immoral, nothing unethical, and nothing illegal about what he did.
Mm-hmm. In terms of upper echelons, I mean, you have Manafort who's there. Jared Kushner is wise enough to see that there's a whole lot of nothing here. So he departs after about 7 minutes in the conversation. The gentleman who set this all up, supposedly a friend of a somewhat casual friend of the family, they had done business together through the beauty pageants and that, was greatly embarrassed, saying, "Oh gosh, I'm sorry, I thought there was going to be a lot more to this." And all you heard, from this attorney was "nit, nit, nit," nothing, nothing, nothing.
Well, campaigns do move, and I heard Don Jr. say this, they're moving at a million miles an hour, and it's absolutely true. I mean, you are really making decisions by the seat of your pants, trying to keep up with everything that's going on in the campaign. And, of course, I've just run the statewide office. You can just multiply that 1,000 times or more for a presidential campaign. And so, look, he took a shot. He thought, well, maybe there's something here, something that could have an impact on the campaign. Let's see what it is. But there's nothing there. So ideas of treason and collusion, once again, they completely fall apart under scrutiny, but the press just won't let it go. Look, Bill, here's the bottom line. They can't accept that Donald Trump is president of the United States, and any little thread of anything that they can grab that they think might make his presidency unravel, they're going to yank on it as hard as they can.
Well, they see Donald Trump as being very dangerous to their end game. I mean, because there's something beyond politics here. This is an absolute hijacking of everything that America stands for. There has been this clash of worldviews that has been in play for quite a while. And you have people like you and I, EW, that believe in the Constitution and American traditions. And you have this other force that has been operating that was demonstrated, if people could see it and understand, I mean, what Barack Obama was bringing to the surface here was this other worldview. And they see Donald Trump as being the one who's pulling back the curtain on this and exposing it for what it is. It is a takeover of our economy, our way of life, everything that is American. And to what? What's the exchange? I mean, you got de Blasio, who leaves the state of New York. He's got a police officer who's gunned down, and then goes to the G20 to support the Antifa movement there. And you're going, wait, how do you reconcile this? Is it any wonder that the men and women in blue there in New York turned their back on this mayor?
You know, and the sad thing is, it really even goes beyond what you just suggested, because there is, and I don't know that I fully figured this out, but there is a kind of hatred of our own country that seems to animate these people. And the idea of America first, make America great again, these our ideas just seem to make them nauseous. They just cannot stand it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so de Blasio going, frankly, to join a protest that is fundamentally anti-American.
Yes, exactly.
And people complaining about, you know, saying we want to preserve Western civilization, that's somehow racist. That's code language. I mean, mm-hmm. these people really hate our country and hate themselves. I don't know that I fully understand what that's all about, but I know we've got to stop them because America's future can never be in the hands of people who fundamentally hate the country.
Well, and to this point, EW, what surprises me is there are seemingly smart people who are becoming pawns in this argument that want to destroy American values. And I say, exchange it for what? You know, what are we going to, you know, just like even when Barack Obama was running for president the first time, he had this new vision. He was talking about all this great and wonderful stuff. But what were we replacing it with? We all of a sudden everything that America stood for is no good anymore? That we've got this new empire that's rising and this new opportunity and everything. And it, you know, there was no there ultimately.
Well, look, they want a nation without God because, like most Marxists, they mm-hmm. really believe that God is the problem, not the solution. Mm-hmm. They want a nation that really does not rely on free market economy and free market principles. They want a nation that relies on distribution of wealth through a centralized agent. And they want an America, frankly, that is made up of a bunch of balkanized groups, you know, mm-hmm. men against women, black against white, and rich against poor. And they think that somehow this is the path to, quote unquote, social justice. Yeah, it's a very, they talk about the president's speech in Poland, which I thought was a magnificent speech. I mean, I cheered.
I'm right with you. Exactly.
They call that a dark speech. They're the one with a very dark vision for the future of the country.
Well, you know, he reminded the West what it was all about. He recast the vision that many said that could have been, you know, put out there by President Reagan, even Lyndon Baines Johnson. Much of what Lyndon Baines Johnson had shared many, many years earlier, some had suggested could have been copied and pasted. But again, it's those values, it's that vision that gets you excited, that promotes liberty, these God-given rights, these rights that were given to us by God, not by government. And that's threatening for people that want to control others, that's for sure. Our conversation continues with E.W. Jackson. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit card so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know where to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find you. I don't know where to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And for more information, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you, 14 before the top of the hour. Our conversation with E.W. Jackson Sr. continues, an American conservative politician, Christian minister, and lawyer in Virginia, also a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. You joined up in 1970, as I did, but you probably went to Barris Island, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. See, I was at MCRD in San Diego, and, you know, I was in for 2 years. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton, so I did radio and TV for the Marine Corps there in the West. You were discharged in 73, and here it is. It's just been a great ride for you ever since, hasn't it?
Well, I'll tell you something. I will always be grateful for the Marine Corps experience because I went in a boy and came out a man. And
yeah.
It taught me discipline, and it taught me values, taught me to appreciate and value my country. It's been, just like you, I'm sure, we faced our share of challenges, but one thing in the Marine Corps you learn, you don't quit.
No, not at all. Yeah. Although we had quite the attrition rate, and I'm sure you did too, because that first night, they picked us up. There were 87 of us. 12 weeks later, of that original 87, only 23 graduated. But it was quite amazing, as you say, to your point, in terms of watching people grow and mature in 12 weeks. It is amazing what a drill instructor will do to catalyze that process.
They show you, Bill, that you can do things that you never thought you could do. They show you that there's more in you than you realize is there. And I think you come out of Marine Corps, because I went to boot camp. I don't know whether you did advanced infantry training.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to Camp Lejeune for that?
No. They kept us in the West. We went from MCRD in San Diego to Camp Pendleton. So we were there, and then we had to, and on top of it, just for fun, we had to deal with some spinal meningitis outbreak.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
well,
crazy.
You know, as I do, by the time you finish with that training, you just have a whole different perspective on yourself and your ability and your future. And I'm not saying it has that same impact on everybody, But I'll tell you what, I have yet to meet a Marine Corps veteran mm-hmm. who was not confident about life and about who they are and what they're doing. And I think the Marine Corps can take some credit for that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I was pre-trained by nuns. And, you know, so having gone to Catholic school and having, I mean, you know, to me, it was like, you know, it wasn't that big a shock dealing with drill instructors after having dealt with nuns for, you know, my formative years. So, you know, I'm grateful yeah, for right, my Catholic education, the nuns that trained me, and the drill instructors that, you know, kind of tied down any other loose ends along the way. It was good fun.
So you had spiritual boot camp and then Marine Corps boot camp. Nice combo. Well,
yeah, but I'll tell you what, 12 weeks in the Marine Corps, a lot easier than 12 years with nuns. I'm just saying, you know. I'm eternally grateful, no doubt, like you. EW, let's talk, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, in dealing with this whole situation with Don Jr., and what he did, and as you said, in your experience, my thought is the way this is all being litigated and how crazy this is getting, how does the everyman in Main Street America who says, look, I want to get involved with our government, how does he get involved without having a battalion of attorneys with him and a war chest to take on these antithetical interests that are undoubtedly going to come against you?
Well, you know, Bill, I ran twice. I ran for U.S. Senate for the nomination in 2012 here in Virginia, and then ran for the nomination for lieutenant governor in 2013. I won the nomination for lieutenant governor in 2013, but then went on to lose the general election. Mm-hmm. I say to people all the time, my first run for office was for a statewide office, a major office. I say, unless I really believe that God had called me to do that and that particular thing, I would not do it, because you need time to get the lay of the land. Politics in America, sadly, and I think this is primarily because of the left, not that people on the right aren't guilty of it in some cases, too, but the left is so vicious and they're so hateful and so angry that when you join in to any kind of political endeavor, if you're going at a top level, mm-hmm. you better be ready for what they're going to throw at you, because they are going to not just try to defeat you at the ballot box, they're going to try to destroy you forever. Mm-hmm. And so you need to start, in my view, in most cases, start at that school board level, start at that local level, and get your feet, get to know the lay of the land, you know, get your feet wet, so to speak, and figure it out. And then as you move higher, you'll be ready for what you're going to face. Because it's just a sad fact. Politics in America has become vicious.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you say that on the left, and I can appreciate your perspective on that, but what I am seeing here, EW, is a swamp. The swamp that exists out there that includes Republicans and Democrats that are all part and parcel to the quote-unquote establishment. These are the people that have... You know, they go to all the reindeer games, the cocktail parties. They're in that inner circle of the Beltway. They're in the amongst all the power brokers to a certain degree. And you have to be invited to come into that inner circle. If you're not invited, they're happy to have you on the outside. You're not going to be able to just come in with just because you have the greatest idea to answer the healthcare issue or an economic issue. That's irrelevant. You know, it's if you're accepted and you're brought in the group, this is part of the resistance that I see happening with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so much the outsider, and he is a threat to the status quo, to where these people have made, as you know, an incredible amount of money because of the dysfunction of the country and the way it operates right now.
Well, look, you made an important point. You're right. Politics in America, whether right or left, generally speaking, does not reward principled behavior or principled people. It rewards people who fit in, who get into the game and work with everybody else to get the same rewards and benefits that everybody else in the game gets. And when you don't do that, you're right. I mean, the left and right will turn on you. And by the way, because the media attacked me and the media is in control of the left, that was what I was primarily referring to. But you better believe that as somebody who had not held office, somebody who was not an insider, I faced more than my fair share of sniping from within my own party. You're right. When people get power, they want to protect it, and that means they want to protect it from everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're part of their party or not. Mm-hmm. And that's what Donald Trump is facing in part. That's why some of the Republican opposition to him has been so fierce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way politics has worked out is that you have to find the lane that you can operate in. And if you get outside that lane, you're going to get run over. And this is why, particularly, I mean, I look at the Democratic Party and see how Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, now Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is trying to rise to the level of Harry Reid. I think he's got a ways to go here. But they know how to control the lanes, and they let them know real quick. There's a short leash on you. If you get outside of the lane, they're going to yank real quick.
Yeah, rise to the level or sink to the level probably would be a more appropriate way of saying it.
Yeah.
Because Harry Reid embodied all of the worst qualities that anybody develops in politics. A willingness to just lie without apology, to smear people, to use his power to gain. I mean, this guy started in as a U.S. senator with no money, and now he's a multimillionaire. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
Reid?
At $180,000 a year, how do you become a multi-gazillionaire?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. With all the expenses that go with serving in the U.S. Senate, you know, but yet this is what happens. And you're right. Draining the swamp means that all the snakes and the vermin come out to bite you because you are trying to destroy their homeland.
Exactly.
I've been observing politics for nearly 40 years. I have never seen anything this vicious, not even the Watergate hearings, because in some ways, President Nixon kind of brought that on himself, you know, using these plumbers and whatnot.
Right.
This is a whole nother level of just absolute, look, I call it a de facto coup d'etat. Mm-hmm. It is an attempt to overthrow the outcome of the last election. And if they were ever able to do that in whatever way they did, I'll tell you, I would really be deeply concerned for my country and what would happen, because I think you'd have a lot of angry people and this thing could degenerate.
Well, without a doubt. And as you say, the media has been complicit to that end. And this is why I don't want the president to stop tweeting. His tweets have neutralized the headlines of the mainstream media. Yes, they keep doing and selling their fake news and smearing as one of our guests earlier, you know, Cheryl Atkinson had reported on, they continue to do that. That's their business. But, you know, we have a president who is willing to strike back, unlike George W. Bush. I was concerned because I thought he took too many hits without any kind of response.
Couldn't agree more, Bill. Couldn't agree more. Thank God he punches back. That'll give him pause because they know he's going to give him a fight.
Well, we the people need to stand up. We need to join hands back to back, shoulder to shoulder, and come against this movement that would want to keep us blind, boxed, and begging, as one of my good friends would say. And we need to stand up for liberty, stand up for that which rightfully belongs to us, which is clearly enunciated in the Constitution. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. But if we the people don't take the responsibility, we will continue to be enslaved by others that God never intended us to be enslaved by, right?
Amen. And listen, to quote the president and Pope John Paul, we want God. He's central to America.
E.W. Jackson, thank you, sir.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.